few years ago, just sitting across from the table, he saw something different in
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what people need to do. It's like, see a difference. You know, give God your all. Don't
Amen.
Give it. You wouldn't. All right. Here's an example. God just gave me an example here. You sit down at a table and you are getting ready to serve dinner. And you serve all of your guests except for one. Why would you do that? Well, first of all, I forgot you were sitting there. Well, that's what we do when we don't praise God,
mm-hmm.
is that we forget about him.
Right, we forget about him. Right.
We put him aside because we're too consumed with our complaining and negativity that we just can't fill that plate enough. And the first plate that we should offer is to Jesus Christ our Lord. And because we're filling ourselves, that's what happens to Jesus. It's almost like when God gave his son Jesus on that cross, that was a sacrifice.
Right.
That's our first thanksgiving, is to thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for sending your son Jesus.
Amen.
Again, God gave his first, and it's our turn to give our first to him, the first praise, the praise of thanksgiving. I mean, we can go on and on and on, but I hope that the people can see my point, is that even though we can't see maybe something changing, God's doing it all. We have to give him our all, not just part, not an empty plate, but our plate. He will fill our plate.
Amen.
Yes, whatever we need, whatever will help us, is what we will receive when we give the garment of praise.
You have used two words that are so significant right here, Betty. You keep using giving thanks, okay? Now, that song we just did, it says give thanks. In the scripture, that song comes right from the Word of God in the book of Joel. Give thanks with a grateful heart, okay? It's an offering of thanks. And it's interesting to me that it works on our hearts. That's the second word I heard you saying in all that. I heard you say the word giving, and I heard you say the word heart. And what happens is when we give of ourselves in thanksgiving to God, when we give of ourselves in praise and worship of God, what it does is the giving of ourselves, we get back a changed heart. And I love what it says here in 1 Chronicles 16, because when they did this, they brought the Ark of the Covenant right into the center of the tent that David had pitched for it. Then they began to worship God, and they gave offerings to God. And when David had completed all those offerings of worship, here's what happened. His heart was so full of the presence of God that he passed out to everybody in Israel all this food. He gave them all, this was the first Thanksgiving dinner in my opinion, he gave them all a loaf of bread, a slice of barbecue. I don't think it came from Sonny's barbecue either. I don't know where it came from, but anyway, probably right there from David's own storehouse. He gave them all a loaf of bread, a slice of barbecue, and he gave them a raisin cake. And it's because of his heart was overflowing, as you've just been talking about, Betty. As we give thanks to God and as we thank others around us for their role in our lives, it just fills our heart with that good feeling. And we just want to give more and more and more. When I start praising God with my music at my house or at church or wherever, and I am praising God, I just want to do it more and more and more. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, it becomes contagious.
It does, I mean, doesn't it?
it changes my mood.
It sure does.
If I would wake up, have maybe a little bit of a headache, which I've had the last couple of days, and if I start playing music, because Zoe Grace loves music,
right?
And she'll put on music and she'll dance.
Yeah.
Because it brings a spirit of thanksgiving.
Yes, it does.
It brings you into a more heavenly realm.
Amen.
Out of your complaining and negativity and just wanting to sit in your own sorrow. But once you break that barrier, once you break those chains with the power of praise, it again, I can't reiterate enough, it changes us. It changes our mood. It changes the way we think. It changes our day.
Amen.
Start out your day with praise and then don't do it 2 or 3 days. There will be a difference because God so loves to hear his kids say thank you.
Oh, he does.
And it's just like you like hearing A and B say thank you. I'm sure Rylan loves to hear the kids say
yes,
thank you.
Yes.
It comes from repetitiveness of saying thank you, thank you, thank you, and let people see you say thank you. And again, it becomes contagious. It's almost like yawning. People yawn, and then the next person yawns if you're in the same room. And it's like it becomes contagious. And it's a good contagious because it changes you from the inside out.
So let's get our praise on, Betty.
I see you watching over me every day another way that I can see your love. And I see you
I'm doing it again.
Under a bridge or up on a mountain, see you in everything, like stars I'm counting. The streets of gold or just mud and gravel, you're always with me on this road I travel. Straight and narrow, goes up and down, and don't leave a place for me to turn around.
Praise him. Join us.
I can make it 'cause you're waving me. Signs that I do find you. I see you watching over me, and every day another way that I can see your love. And I see you looking out for me. All I want to do is thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's right.
Help I can use, or none to speak of. No way I'm gonna lose. I trust in your love. Whatever comes, I'd rather face it all together. I see a clue, know it's you, I remember. I see you watching over me every day another way that I can see your love. And I see you looking out for me. All
after me, God. Come on. Praise him. That's enough to praise him about. Come on, let's praise him. Thank you, God. We give you glory and praise for what you're doing in each of our lives. You get the praise. You get the glory. Hallelujah. You're listening to Living the Good Life on this Clearwater radio station. Used to be just 1340 AM, and as of this past week, we are now 106.1 FM in the Tampa Bay area. And so we're glad you're listening to us, 106.1 FM. As always, you can tune in on our website here, www.tantalk1340.com. You can tune in radio and download that app and go to 106.1 FM, and that will be a great way to hear it also. Wherever you are around the globe. And what a joy. We are going to Station ID. We'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
KCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right, there we are, and we're going to go into our second hour of Living the Good Life. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Along with me is Betty from our Indiana contingent, and I think Megan, her daughter, might be joining us in a little while. Betty, did you know I was going to do that the third time? I've never done that in 10 years of being on the radio, played the same song three times in 1 hour. Never done it.
No, that's a little out of character for you, but... There's a poison in that, and
right.
It's just getting people just to be able to say, if they can't say any more, then thank you.
Yes, yes.
It serves purpose.
Amen. And we want to welcome you to look at our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. It is mobile friendly for your phones. BOHM, it stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, bohmglobal.com. And Betty, tell them about our Thursday night life counseling coaching show. Would you do that Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m.?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Go Yard with the notorious Mama Mac.
Oh, that's my other name, Mama Mac, yeah.
Mac and our precious sister, Dr. Angel Falzoni, PhD and licensed mental health counselor.
Right.
Bringing down to Go Yard means it's a slang for... Tell me if I'm wrong, hitting a home run.
Yes.
And I think it challenges us to look at reality from a different perspective about maybe abuse, anxiety, addiction. It's just a show that helps you to overcome maybe some things that you're facing in your own life.
Right.
It's free counseling, and it's good counseling, good sound principles. And I listen to you guys almost every Thursday, and I tell you, it has just brought some purpose and meaning to some issues that I'm facing in my own life.
Well, and I will let our audience know that this week Dr. Angel and I are starting a new series on parenting. So check it out. We're going to even start with little babies. How about that? And we're going to talk about parenting Thursday night, 6:06. PM, also on all of those ways that you can access at 1340 AM, or download TuneIn Radio app and go to 106.1 FM, which is our new FM station, and listen that way, or just come to the website here at the station, tantalk1340.com, and you can hear it worldwide, globally, and starcomradionetwork.com. We are global. Every Saturday and Sunday morning, this show that we're doing right now will be heard this Saturday and Sunday morning, 10 a.m. globally on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And that's 10 a.m. Eastern, followed by our Go Yard show. So if you miss any of them, you can catch up on the weekend. Saturday, 10 a.m. for the two-hour Living the Good Life show, followed by the Go Yard one-hour show. On StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Forward, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. We're talking about praising God. This is our new series, The Power of Praise, and we're excited about getting into this and seeing what David did and how it changed his life. David was known, God called him a man after his own heart, and that was for a reason, because David was in tune with the heart of God from a very young time in his life. Where he used to take care of the sheep, and where he wrote Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," and all of that we're so familiar with that. David grew up worshiping God, praising God. So it was not out of character for David here in 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and 16 to bring the presence of God, the Ark of the Covenant, up to Jerusalem into the designated tent with praising. Because praising brings the presence of the Lord. Praising brings the presence of the Lord. Thanksgiving. Enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. Begin to thank God for all his blessings in your life, for your health. You say, but I'm very sick. Thank God before you see the answer. That's something I've learned to walk in all these years. And it's scriptural. Thank God for the answers to our problems and our issues before we see the answer. God loves it, because what that is a step of faith where you're saying, God, I realize you're going to move in this situation. You're going to heal my body, or you're going to provide a job, or you're going to to do the things in my life that I need done. So I thank you in advance that you're going to do it. That shows faith in God. Talk to me about that, Betty, before we go to this next song.
Well, one of the things that reading the scriptures this morning is that by doing what you just said, that it paves the way for God's power to be displayed.
Amen, it does.
And miracles happen. It's just, it's so amazing what just a few minutes of praise can do. It's just like reading in First Chronicles of the dancing.
Yes.
David appointed people to actually praise God.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's just like praying. It just becomes second nature. It's just like, you know, if somebody says something, you know, amazing, you go, oh, praise God.
Right.
That's one of your favorite
little
things is praise God.
Yeah.
And it's because you're agreeing
right
with that person that just told a miracle or something great happened or someone is healed. Someone is seeking a miracle, and it's like, praise God. We're going to praise God for that miracle in advance.
In advance.
Know that God is good to perform his word, and it's a promise. It's a promise.
Amen.
And God does not break his promises.
Woo, amen. Give thanks by Myron Lefevre.
I dreamed I went to heaven, and you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold.
I'm sorry, that's Ray Bolts. That's not Myron Lefevre, but that's all right.
I heard the angels
Thank
sing.
You by Ray Bolts.
Amen.
When someone called your name.
Love this guy.
You turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. Then he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you and said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. And I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry.
But I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. For I am a life that was changed.
Amen. Praise God. No matter what we do for the kingdom of God, there is reward. And, you know, when we get to heaven, Betty, there's no better thing than to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. So, you know, as we begin to minister this concept in this new series about praising God and thanking Him, you know, I hope it resonates with our listeners that we're not just teaching some concept that we've talked about many times before. This is current for this moment in our lives. We need to be praising God in the midst of the crisis that our nation is in, the crisis of hatred, the crisis of ignorance, and all that is going on behind the scenes. There's been so much in the last few weeks. We've addressed some of it on our show, but for the most part, we need to be praising God for the answers to these issues, and that our appointed officials will be able to dialogue and come up with solutions to bridge the gaps where there are gaps and to bring peace and joy in greater dimension to our nation. But it comes with a reality check that we need God. That's what it comes. And I, you know, on our money, it still says, in God we trust, you know, and God, we need you. And so we praise you and we thank you, Lord. In fact, we're going to pray right now for our nation. Lord, we just thank you right now for the answers to the turmoil, the hatred, the bigotry, the discrimination in our nation. Lord, we thank you for raising up leaders who will address these issues, leaders who will actually deal with the problems realistically. Lord, we thank you that people rise up with love in their hearts for each other, no matter the differences, no matter whatever difference, racial or whatever kind of difference there might be. Lord, we just thank you that our nation is a nation of love and in God we trust. And so, Lord, we come to you right now thanking you in advance, like we've just been talking about, and praising you in advance for the fact that you will raise up voices, you will raise up leaders in this nation who will speak truth and who will stand against the bigotry, the discrimination, all of the problems that this nation faces. Lord, we thank you for our leaders. And your word says to pray for our leaders, and we do that right now. We pray for our president, for our senators, our congressmen, all those in authority in states, governors and leaders. Lord, that they would be led by you in the decisions that they make. Our Supreme Court, all of the people in leadership. Lord, we ask right now, and we praise you before we see it, that this is a turning point, a pivotal moment in our nation where we turn to you and we praise you before we see the answers. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Betty, this show just gets more different every moment, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? I think that is what is so different about the show that the Lord lets us do, is that you let him have
amen.
Full reign
amen.
Of what he wants done.
Yes.
And by that prayer that you said, isn't that released power?
Amen.
By giving him thanks and praise that things are going to change in our nation. That,
right.
The prayer and praises of God's people, that if my people who are called
yes.
by my name
yes.
will humble themselves and pray, then forget the rest of it.
Then they will turn from their wicked ways.
From their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. And
heal their land. Heal their land. That's 2 Chronicles 7:14. Yes.
Yes. And I apologize for not being able to remember.
No, that's okay.
I'm just crying over the song and then the prayer. It's like, okay, I got to come back.
Woo.
It's one of those things, Pastor, that puts us above the circumstances that we're going through.
Yes.
You know, our nation is going through a crisis right now. But I know there are some people that are going through crisis, that they think they're spiraling out of control. And it's one of the things that praise does is that it stops that spiraling. It keeps us above our circumstances, and it keeps us above the circumstances because it gives God the glory, which releases the power to go and perform his word. And
amen.
It's so important that what you said in that prayer is that continue that praise and that prayer for our nation.
Yes.
It's imperative that we do it now, that we turn back to God now, because he's the only way that this is going to
amen.
Change things is through the power of prayer and praise.
Amen. I agree. And your daughter Megan just tuned in. Are you on the line, Meg? Megan, are you there? Megan? Maybe not. Okay. You know, I agree, Betty. I agree. And it's so interesting. Oh, wow. We just had a pop there. Megan, are you there? No? Okay. It's so interesting to me, Betty, how as David and all of these singers and praisers and the ones who are playing the instruments, as they began to thank God in verse 8 of 1 Chronicles 16, thank God, call out his name, tell the whole world who he is and what he's done, sing to him, play songs for him, broadcast all his wonders. That's what we're doing. Megan, now are you on the line?
I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Now I can. Yes, we couldn't hear you a moment ago.
I don't know what happened. Hi.
That's all right. Hi, dear. Talk to us. We've been having kind of a different show there, Meg.
Hey, it's all how the Holy Spirit leads, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, I've been tuning in as much as I can here on the TuneIn from the scratchy cell phone service. But I was able to hear the Ray Bolt song. I love that song.
Yes.
It always brings me to tears. And
right.
Most of the time, 90% of the time when I do praise the Lord, I'm brought to tears because
right.
it's humbling. It's a place of peace for me.
Right.
It's a place of tranquility. And I love nothing more than to sing to the Lord.
Amen.
I may not sound good doing it, but I'm sure that he thinks otherwise.
Right.
But, you know.
No, it does, doesn't it?
Make a joyful
noise.
Just
like this morning at church. It's
right.
Just, you put your hand in the air, and it just brings tears to your eyes.
It does.
You can feel the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You in that moment. And
yes.
It's beautiful.
It is. It is. It is. So David reminds us here, thank God, call out his name, tell the whole world who he is and what he's done. That's what we're doing as best as we can here. Sing to him and play songs for him. Broadcast all his wonders. I love that word in the Message Bible because that's what we do week after week is broadcast. Broadcast all his wonders. Revel in his holy name. God seekers, be jubilant. Study God in his strength. Seek his presence day and night. You know, this does not sound like people who just occasionally remember to pray or thank God, does it, Megan? Doesn't this sound like
no.
all out crazy enthusiasm for God?
Yes, it is. I agree. And, you know, I had a pastor one time say, you know what? Praise the Lord like nobody's watching because
there you go.
Nobody knows what he's done for you.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's how I, ever since I've heard that, that's exactly how I feel. You know, if I want to put my hands in the air, if I want to dance, I'm going to do it because it's rejuvenation to your spirit.
Oh,
when you
it
praise
is.
The Lord.
It is. And, you know, like I said earlier, I didn't grow up in a church that did that. There was one old guy in our church that my dad pastored when I was real little before we went to Central America, and he would get out his white handkerchief when he got blessed, and he'd wave it a couple times. And you know that old Mark was his name. Old Mark was getting blessed, you know. But you know, it wasn't like what we see now where we have massive churches where people praise God. It is a wonderful thing what God is doing in this day and age, reminding us of the importance of worship. Talk to me about that, Megan, before I go to your mom on that. Now we're going to do a song.
Well, praise is so important because it's us being vulnerable to the Lord. It's us being submissive in our hearts and in our spirit and showing him and giving him just a little bit of what he gives us. And that is, that's joy.
Amen.
And,
amen.
You know, praise and worship is so important because it invites the Holy Spirit in
yes.
that moment.
Yes.
To wherever you are. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit makes changes. He moves
right.
when we move.
Yes.
And that's why I feel like it's so important.
It is. And because it does move God when we begin to praise him and thank him. Betty, comment on that before we go to a song here.
Well, I totally agree with what she said because his spirit urges us onward. And what it does when we move or we press in or we praise him with all we have is that it brings us closer to him.
Amen, it does.
And that's what I want. I want to be so close to him that if something would happen, I know where I would go.
Right.
And it's so important to understand that no matter how good or not so good we feel like, we've got to keep singing. We've got to keep praising him because restoration is coming to this nation in 2016, and we have to just keep pressing onward towards the goal.
Woo, and I'm just putting a song in here that wasn't originally planned. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. For those of you that need jobs out there, God will make a way. For those of you that need healing for your body, finances, and your bank account, God will make a way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way
for our nation also.
Where there seems to be no way.
Thank
he
him
works
right now.
In ways we cannot see. He will make a way. For each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. By
strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day.
Praise God. He will make a way for you, whatever is going on in your life. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. I know there are people out there that are hurting. You're hurting in a lot of different ways, maybe physically, maybe emotionally, maybe financially, maybe in relationships. Things are not going well for you. And that song is for you. Today, God will make a way. So let's begin to thank him for that before we see it. Megan, talk to us about that, and then we'll go to Betty.
That song is so true because he is always behind the scenes. He's always working things out for our good. And just like with my family, and my husband had lost his job back the middle of May, and every time that we think that things are going to be rough, that we think that we're not going to have the money to pay our bills or have food on our table or even make a tithe at church, it's always there. Sorry.
It's all right. It's okay.
And I know that a lot of people probably are facing the same situation, but if we depend on the Lord, if we praise him through this time, if we know we don't just praise him during the good times, but we praise him during the sad and the rough times.
Amen, yes.
He always makes a way. And I'm here to tell you that he is, because we have, my husband has a job interview tomorrow.
All right.
And he knows the need, and it may not be the perfect job right now, but it's going to put money in our account so that we can pay our bills, and we're going to stay current. We're not going to get behind, and that's what we are asking for, and the
Amen.
Lord is providing.
And we agree with you for that job to come
Amen.
Through.
Amen, thank you. And, you know, we just have to ask and be in agreement and have faith that the Lord is going to provide, even though it may not be what we want, but it's going to work. It's something that's going to work for us. And it's that just that little bit of faith and a lot of praise
Amen.
Is what gets me through the tough parts of my life. And I, every time that we're in them, you just are in awe of how much you see the Lord's hand. It's amazing.
It is. And, you know, even though sometimes when, like, this job offer may not be exactly perfect, but sometimes God puts us in situations that he knows that we need that situation for whatever reason. And sometimes that situation isn't a long-lasting thing. Sometimes it's maybe a curve in the road. But
right.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. You know, and Betty, what we're talking about today is the power of praise. And when we praise God in advance for the way he's going to work it out, before we see all the detours or before we see that, you know, that the road is going a different way than we thought it was, when we just praise God that we love him, that we know he's got our best interests at heart, you know, like a mother and a grandmother, like you and I are, Betty, Megan, a mama, you know, mothers, grandmothers, we're known for loving no matter what, right? That's what usually happens. And God is that way. He loves us no matter what's going on in our lives. And he's got a plan for our lives, even if we can't see it. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Betty, talk to us.
Well, he's like I don't know why I'm going to use this, but I am. God is like a machete or a weed eater when you're out in the yard and you can't see the forest for the trees.
Machete, huh? Okay.
Machete.
Yeah,
machete. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that is because we feel like sometimes that we're in a forest.
Right.
And that there's no way out, that there comes a time when we have to start clearing. He will start clearing the way for it.
Right.
He will take out all of the briars. He'll take out all of the brush. And you'll begin to see why maybe that you were in the situation that you were in. It was to give him the glory, because God,
Amen.
God will provide a way.
Yes.
And it's just like in Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and I will say it again, rejoice.
Amen.
Let your gentleness be evident to all that the Lord is near.
Yes.
And that's what he is. He is so near to us. Our ways are so, if it wasn't for him, Pastor Marcia and Megan, I don't know where I would be.
Right.
We have things that come up in our lives that we just don't understand why they happen. But I'm going to go ahead and continue to praise him and thank him for the answers, because along that road is a way to turn around. There's a way to find the way home.
Right.
It's his way of saying, get close to me. Draw close to me, and I will draw close to you. And it's so apparent in today's world, Pastor and Megan, that we do draw closer to him and give him all the praise and glory.
And, you know, when we're praising him and giving him thanks, that is drawing close to him. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 30 says, God is serious business. I love this in the Message Bible. God is serious business. Take him seriously. I love that. You know, too often we take our bank account seriously, don't we? We take other situations, sometimes drama, you know, with a capital D. We take that real seriously. But we forget sometimes to take God really seriously. God is serious business. Take him seriously. He's put the earth in place and it's not moving. So let heaven rejoice. Let earth be jubilant. Pass the word among the nations. God reigns. God reigns. And when we have a song like God will make a way where there seems to be no way, the essence of that song is God reigns in my life and in my situation. I may not understand what he's doing. I may not see how he's going to solve this set of problems. I may not know where the next dollar is coming from. I've been there, folks. Believe me, I have. And sometimes we don't know how God is going to do what he's going to do. But when we take God seriously, it's serious business. And we really realize that God is reigning in the middle of our situation, no matter how difficult it is. Talk to me about that, Megan, then we'll go to Mama Betty.
Well, you know, there's no one that we can believe more and that tells the truth than the Lord.
Amen.
And that's exactly what that scripture is saying, is stop putting false hope in drama in your life. Stop putting false hope in idols, whatever
right.
that may be that you're making.
Right.
It's not going to give you the end result that the Lord will.
Right.
And he wants to work everything out for your good. And that is the basis of what our relationship should be with the Lord, is sheer, utter trust.
Right.
And yes, it's hard. I've been there more than once, and I'm in one now. But like I said just a few minutes ago, it is so amazing when you step back and you stop freaking out and you stop letting the devil take control of your mind and your emotions, you will see the almighty hand of God.
Amen.
It could be just something so tiny, but that something that's so tiny could be so powerful to your situation.
Absolutely.
It can completely turn it around.
Woo, amen. Stop freaking out, huh?
That's right.
Betty, talk to us. I agree. Stop freaking out. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. Stop freaking out, Betty.
I freaked out a couple of times in my life. And, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah, it's not. It usually isn't.
No, it isn't. And you know why I freaked out? It's because I took my eyes off of the Lord. I put my eyes on the situation, and I thought I could handle it. And, you know,
that's what happens.
Trouble at work or whatever, is that I had to change my attitude. I had to change my course. I had to turn my kayak around.
Right.
And say, okay, God, I'm giving you the course that you want me to go on. Do you
right.
want me to go back to the island? Do you want me to go back to shore? Where do you want me to
mm-hmm.
go?
Right.
And he does. He directs our path. It's just like when we talked several weeks ago about, you know, the fork in the road. Where
right.
are we going to go?
Right.
Are you going to go to the left? Or are you going to go to the right? I'm going to go where the Lord wants me to go. I surrendered. I said, Lord,
you take me where you want me to go. And he did. It wasn't quite the way I thought it would turn out. But again, I thanked him and praised him in advance for helping me change my course, for helping me to change my heart and to draw closer to him, to trust him, to believe in him with all of my heart, soul, mind, and being that, okay, Lord, I trust you.
Amen.
I give all of it to you. I lay it at the foot of the cross, and that's where I left it. And again, God is near us. God is with us, and God is for us.
Well, with that said, we have to go to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, some of my favorite verses, especially in the Message Bible. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Isn't that what we're saying here? That as we begin to praise him, and we mean it when we're praising him, we're not just doing it to move God, but if we mean that we are praising God and, whoa, wow, when we are praising God from the bottom of our hearts, then we don't try to figure it out on our own. So don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. Megan, talk to me about that, trusting God from the bottom of your heart. I think some people trust God from the little tiny tip of their heart, just a little bit of it, you know?
Right.
Yes, I trust God. And then they go right on and tell you all the reasons why God's not going to do something. You know what I mean?
That's right, right. Marcia, yeah. That's right.
The tiny little tip of your heart. We can't get started with our silliness, girls. We are crazy. You know we are sometimes.
Yes,
we are.
Yes. We're filled with the joy of the Lord.
Amen. But you know what I'm talking about? Because it says right here, trust God from the bottom of your heart, which means all of you, you know, trust him completely. Don't just say it. Don't just make, you know, little nice fluffy statements about it, but actually trust him.
Right. And, you know, when you speak with your mouth that you're going to do it, then follow with your actions that you really are going to do it. Don't say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go jump in the deep end and then just walk up and put your big toe in and just barely touch the water.
Yeah.
Dive in, because there is no reason not to, because as the Bible says, we should trust him with everything that we do, and not just a smidge, an immeasurable amount. And go ahead.
You're just so right. And it just reminded me of something. My nephew, Craig, who is an amazing man. He, when he was a little boy, he was so afraid of the water. And he would stand at the edge of my sister's pool and watch all the other cousins in the pool. You know, having a great time. And he'd stand there, and he had these long white socks on up to his knees, you know, and he'd stand there, and he wasn't going to get in the water. Finally, he realized everybody else was having fun and he wasn't. So he learned. Okay. And what's interesting is Craig went on to be a tour director down in the Keys for a few years on jet skis. And you talk about living in the water. It's so fun. He loves the water now. But back then, there was that little bit of fear that was keeping him from enjoying. And I think that I just saw that picture in my mind, my nephew Craig with those crazy white knee socks on, tube socks. Remember tube socks all the way up to his knees, standing there and not wanting to get in. And enjoy, and that's why so many people are, don't you think? So many people are that way with God.
They are. And they really are. And it's
getting their little toes in the water only, you know?
Right. That just, oh, it's too cold. I can't get in, that kind of thing.
Right.
And it's that fear invoked by the devil that keeps us from that greatness. It keeps us from the glory. It keeps us out of the light. It keeps us in the shadows. And we don't have to live in the shadows. We don't have to stay in the shallow end.
Amen.
We can swim in deep water, and the Lord is not going to let us drown.
Whoa, so true. All you've ever wanted by casting crowns. Betty and Megan back in a moment.
Just looked up today and realized how far away I am from where you are. You gave me life worth dying for, but between the altar and the door, I bought the lies that promise more. Here I go again. Around, make it back to you. But all my deeds and my good name are just dirty rags that tear and strain to cover all my guilty stains that you already washed away. 'Cause all you've ever wanted, all you've ever wanted, all you've ever wanted was my heart. The freedom's arms are open, my chains have all been broken. Relentless love has called me from the start, and all you wanted was my. Chasing healing when I've been made well. I was fighting battles when you conquered hell. Living free but from a prison cell. Lord, I'll lay it down today. So I'll stop living off of how I feel. Start standing on your truth revealed. Jesus is my strength, my shield. And he will never fail me. 'Cause all you've ever wanted. Chains have all been broken. Relentless love has called me from the start. All you wanted was my heart. No more chains, I've been set free. No more fighting battles you won for me. Now in Christ I stand. Freedom's arms are open, my chains have all been broken. Relentless love has called me.
God wants your heart.
And all you wanted was my heart.
That's what he wants. He wants you devoted to him. He wants you to trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Talk to me, Betty. The show is just about over, and we got to kind of wind it down here, but that's all God wants. He wants our heart. He wants us to praise him from the bottom of our heart. He wants us to thank him from the bottom of our heart. He wants us to trust him from the bottom of our heart. He wants our heart, Betty. That's what he wants.
Well, I think that song just sums up the whole show.
It does, doesn't it?
It takes on a new perspective for our lives when we break into the spirit of praise.
Yes.
We talked about this at the beginning about, you know, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And we have to be able to break out of our comfort zones where we feel like that we're safe, but we're really not. We need to break open and come out with a heart of thanksgiving. With the joy.
Yes.
And you know what? When you praise the Lord and you praise him in your own way,
right,
it brings more joy.
It does.
To you, and it admonishes him and gives him the thanksgiving and the praise that he so deserves. And one of the scriptures that always pops up
always keeps popping up is, I will see, this is Isaiah 61:10 in the Message Bible. I will sing for joy in God.
Amen.
Explode in praise from deep in my soul. He dressed me up in a suit of salvation. He outfitted me in a robe of righteousness.
Oh, that is so good.
As a bridegroom who puts on a tuxedo in a bride jeweled tiara, for the earth burst with spring wildflowers, and as a garden cascade with blossoms, so the Master, God, brings righteousness into full bloom and puts praise on display before the nations.
Woo! Praise God.
And I think that as a country and as the children of God, that the more we praise Him, the more glorious things that will happen. Again, restoration in 2016 is coming, and we have, once we put on that garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness, it will lift, and we will be who God wants us to be, His bride, who He's coming back
for. Amen. Amen and amen. Megan, talk to us about that. Good stuff, Betty. Good stuff.
Well, she's right on. And
that's your mama.
That's my mama.
I know.
I love my mama.
I love my mama.
She raised me right. You know, it's when we do finally let go, because there are things that can hold us back. And when we finally learn to let go and praise Him,
right,
no matter what. And sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really hard.
It is.
Sometimes it's even hard to even speak two words. But, you know, the Lord sees our intentions. The Lord knows our heart. And when we hurt, He hurts. And when we praise Him, He comforts us. And it's just like me at church this morning. I just absolutely love praise and worship. And I hate to be late to church. I hate it. And because I don't want to miss the songs, because that is my time with the Lord. You know, even though I'm have two little distractors beside me, my kids, I still can get into that moment, and it's so reviving to me.
Amen.
It's a chance for me to surrender.
As, yes.
You know, having a week of turmoil, it's my time. Even in front of the congregation, the tears flow. I don't hold it back.
No, it's just, don't.
I love and I crave that Holy Spirit feeling. I
yes.
crave it.
Yes.
And once people feel that, it's addicting because it's healing. It's
yes,
healing.
It is.
Yeah.
Praise God. So, you know, what we've been saying here is there is such power in praise. There is such power in thanksgiving. And when we actually give ourselves to that, make time for it, even if it's, for me, it's on Pandora, and I've got all kinds of radio stations that I've set up on Pandora, and I can praise God and blast my speaker through the house and praise God, and I love it. At whatever form it takes for you, you've got to take time to praise God and thank Him. Thanksgiving leads you into praise. It really does. You know, we can't say enough about the importance of this, especially when we're facing very difficult circumstances. We're winding down here. So, Betty, give us your final thoughts here over the next couple minutes, and then we'll get to Megan.
You know, as I was sitting here and I'm gazing out my window, I think about the people that Beacon of Hope ministers to in the nursing home.
Right.
And you see them come in, and they may not be feeling well. They may not remember what happened yesterday. But when they start praising God.
Yes, yes.
Something happens.
Happened just, last week again. Yes.
And it changes. It changes them even. And it brings tears to my eyes, because even if it's just for a brief moment, that they have that opportunity to say, thank you, God. Maybe one of the little ladies, I don't know if she's still there or not, couldn't say a word, couldn't speak a word.
She is. And her name is Hetty. And
oh, God love her. She sings God.
Yes. Yes.
At the top of her little voice.
Yes, she does.
It may not be much, but she's making a joyful noise. She's giving her all. She's giving her whole heart to be able to praise the God.
Yes.
That raised Christ Jesus from the dead. And that's one of the things that we want to emphasize today, is the same power that raised Christ.
Christ Jesus from the dead lives in you.
Romans 8:11. Yes.
Let it shine. Don't let anyone put your light out. Let your light shine. Let your bloom where you're planted, people, and let God shine through you.
Amen. You know, last week, Hetty, her daughter Shirley, was there sitting beside her, and we were singing The Joy of the Lord is My Strength, and she started booming that chorus out to the point that the rest of us just shut up and let her do a solo, and she did it like two times through. Now, she can't carry on a conversation with you. She cannot anything like that or really comprehend that, but those songs are embedded in her heart. And I mentioned it last week on the air, and she brought tears to our eyes because she just blasted that song out in a solo, The Joy of the Lord is My Strength. And so when we learn music like this that will help us, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. I pray that that song sticks with you this week and that you remember it. Go back and listen to it on this show. You can hear this show this coming Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. on starcomradionetwork.com. It'll also be up here on the podcast by Tuesday. And you just go to tantalk1340.com and go to the podcast and go to Living the Good Life, and you can listen to it again. But, you know, Betty, you're so right that we just have to train ourselves to say thank you, to train ourselves to praise God no matter what's going on. Megan, a final word.
Well, I think that's important, too, is that we have to sometimes train ourselves to be thankful.
Right.
And, you know, that's why we have to, in order to be thankful, we have to be able to identify those little things that God does.
Right.
And it's so very important that people learn how to draw closer to the Lord, that they grow their relationship with Him. Because if we're too busy talking, we're too busy listening to outside sources, we're not going to hear Him.
Right.
Because we're not focused on Him. And that's what He wants, so that He can carry us through these trials, so that we can be full of joy.
Amen.
And I hope that when I'm older, if anything is taken from me, I hope that nothing is taken from me so that I can't praise the Lord, just like Miss Hetty. That is the coolest thing, is that she's still
praising God.
Her King.
Yes, yeah. She's still praising God. And thank you, Betty, for bringing that up. And so, you know, no matter what it is you're going through, dear listeners, it's not too big for God. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. As you begin to praise God, and some of you may be saying, that's new to me. I don't know about that. Well, if you can cheer at a football game, if you can cheer at a basketball game or a baseball game, and it's the same principle, you are thanking God here and praising Him and cheering His goodness, His love for you. You're praising the fact that He works in our lives in wonderful, wonderful ways. And so, you know, that's what you're doing when you're praising Him. Betty, Megan, give you each a second here before we get out of here. Any last comment you'd like to make, Betty, and then Megan?
I have just real briefly is that no matter what you're feeling, no matter what your situation is give God the glory. Give God the praise that He so deserves. And watch things change.
Amen. Amen. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Megan, thank you, Betty.
Amen. Well, I just challenge those that are listening to this broadcast is to find a Christian radio station and find your song. And your song can change in season. Mine does. But there's always a song or two that will bring you to your knees. It will just melt you in the moment that you're in.
Right.
And let that song minister to you, because that's the Lord speaking.
Absolutely.
And find your music and praise Him.
Amen.
Because it's a beautiful place to be.
Amen. Absolutely. So we're so glad you've joined Betty and Megan and I today on Living the Good Life. And, you know, there's a lot of ways to listen to our shows, but you can listen to this same show Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. There's four words, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, or even if you have TuneIn Radio app, get that. Get your TuneIn Radio app and go to 106.1 FM, where our great strong signal is now. 106.1 FM, and that's a huge thing for our station, and we're excited about that. We remind you to go to our website, bohmglobal.com. Check us out. There's a whole lot of shows there. We've got over 400 shows on our website, believe it or not, and you can go there and listen and listen and listen and listen to the songs and listen to the Word of God being taught. And, you know, just get involved with God's people. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, come to our Wednesday night Bible study that we have. And that is at the Red Roof Inn now, 3580 Almerton Road. We have a beautiful big room there, 3580 Almerton Road, Clearwater, 6:30 every Wednesday night, where I teach usually. Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, teaches also. We praise God. We have prayer for your needs, all kinds of things. And that is 6:30 Wednesday nights, 3580 Almerton Road at the Red Roof Inn. So whatever is going on in your life, know that God will make a way where there seems to be no way, and he will work in you as you begin to praise him and thank him. And there is no other way to end this show today but going back to the song I've played three times during this show, because it brings our attention straight to where it needs to be, that God is watching over us, and we need to be praising him and thanking him. And the song is I See You by Brian Duncan. And this is Pastor Marcia, Betty and Megan saying we'll see you next week on the air.
Woo!
Good way to end the show. Yeah, come on. Let's praise God as we get out of here today. See you next week.
I see you looking out for me. All I want to do is thank you. Under a bridge or up on a mountain, see you in everything, like stars I'm counting. The streets of gold or just mud and gravel, you're always with me on this road I travel. Straight and narrow, goes up and down, and don't leave a place for me to turn around in. And I can make it 'cause you're waving me through, yeah. See the signs that I do find you. I see you watching over me, and every day another way that I can see and love. And I see you looking out for me. All I want to do is thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
That's right.
Help I can use, or none to speak of. No way I'm gonna lose. I trust in your love. Whatever comes, I'd rather face it all together. I see a clue, know it's you. I remember. I see you watching over me. Every day another way that I can see your love. And I see you looking out for me. All I want to do is thank you. Thank you.